my head. I make a U-turn.
Blog Talk
my-
Radio.
Okay. We're live. We're on the air right now. Okay. This is Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. It's 6 o'clock here on the dot. I'm Talk Dude. And?
Comedian Organic OK.
That's right.
And this show is called, what? Tell everybody again.
Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul.
Yeah. So you know what? I got a person want to ask some questions, because you know you are somebody doing asking questions. Now, ask the people. Tell the people what you're trying to ask about organic pimping. You don't know.
Organic pimping.
Yeah. What does organic pimping mean to you?
Organic pimping. I'm not an organic pimp,
man. See, organic people. Someone explain. See, listen. I got someone. They don't know who you are. Okay, they don't know you. They don't know you. Look.
Tell me when you got me. Give me a heads up. You telling me something that I don't. You normally speak. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So what is the question? Pimping.
Organic pimping.
Yeah. So what's the difference between organic pimping and gorilla pimping and straight pimping? You know the difference?
I know the difference between what I'm about. My whole thing is what I'm about. Is mind my own business and stand in my lane and not being cross-contaminated. I mean, see, what we're doing is we stand out of the cross-contaminated pimping where whatever we went through in life is not supposed to be there to hinder or compromise anybody else, you know, well-being. What happens is we become so bitter in the infrastructure of what's going on, the person that have freedom, the person we really take advantage of, the person really have the opposition to see better in the perspective. The understanding and not destroy us. We take that understanding of someone that's going to really help us and destroy them, and then we'll be left with all the people that's going to destroy us, and then keep that kind of narrative in place so we can have this oppression where no one is happy. What am I going to do? Go buy a car? What am I going to do? Go do a business with people that didn't help me? I'm struggling because the community helped me. Why I'm getting exploited by the community? I go to jail for buying something at the store. The store don't go to jail. Drug dealers and people in the community, they get you on RICO Act. Oh, were you selling drugs? Why are you hanging with drug dealers? Why are you doing this for? So if a business already know where your money came from, they ain't snatching their money. They ain't seizing their checks. Because then what happened is the people didn't have nowhere to spend the money. You could be a rich dude. Man, I can't go nowhere with this money. I got all this money. I can't spend it on nothing. Yeah, so I'm going to be on standby, young fella. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about basically this, organic pimping. It's like we've discussed this already, but let's give you the brass tacks. Everyone knows the term pimping. It sounds so dirty, but in a way, everyone knows what it is by now because we now live in the age of social media. Organic hempin. Organic hempin.
But you can't, you got to do. That's one of the things we have to not do. You can't generalize everything for everybody to know. Everything everybody don't know. You know, some things were for a long time. Some people just finding out about something. You can't say everybody know about organic hempin. That's not true. So you can't say that. That's too generalization, right? So yeah, but some people don't never even heard of organic pimping.
Most people would know what it is.
Yeah, but the average person that don't know what it is, they're not trying to hear you because they already think it's the same kind of thing that they've been familiar with. Because I had a discussion with someone. I said, can we change the narrative of name titles that got stigma and got, you know, a very infrastructure where people think it can be changed. I asked the person before that. I said, well, I'm live on the radio show, and I'm asking you, can we change the viewpoint? How are you doing? Can I ask you a question? I'm on a radio show. Can I ask you? I'm on a radio show right now. Yeah, I'm on right now. Live. Okay. Well, the question I'm going to ask y'all, can we change the narrative of what the stigma on a name title can be changed and reused the same name that people are familiar with being negative. Okay, what I'm referring to is, can I change the name Pimpin to be something totally different than what it's labeled as? Yeah, can we change Pimpin? Like, I changed Pimpin to Organic Pimpin, and the concept of Organic Pimpin is not about pimping people. It's about pimping harvest, about pimping greatness in our souls. It's about changing the narrative of where the space is and where we're healthily evolving into. But some people believe that you can't change because you got a stigma.
Understanding
with a lot of people,
right? Getting the word out, how to disseminate
with new definition. But I think it's possible. Sure. Okay, cool. Thank you. Good night. So that is important. It's important to recognize it's not so much secret. This would, let me tell you this. People don't realize. You know what people are going to give the most jet lag that I'm experiencing is people have never experienced this, that have more phobia, have more criticism, have more toxic behavior, if somebody's aware of it, that may have went through it in a way that they shouldn't even have an understanding. Nothing you know is something more to life when someone go through something and they have all the reasons to not benefit anything out of the actual situation and they still have an optimistic point of view. There's some of those even experiencing it, they don't have no optimistic, they're pessimistic, they have all this psychological castration and being, you know, emotionally biased to the situation and not even looking to change people's lives to experience it, right? You can't say something's wrong when a person's trying to tell you that they're dealing with opposition, right? So once we understand a person is dealing with something, how do we untrigger the actual behavior and response that people are experiencing? Because it's more about the person that's not experiencing it, just taking over the experience of the person that needs some kind of reflection to have some peace of mind and event and have an understanding on how did I started off and have nothing and I did this and this was weird, but I kind of got like a side to this. And this lifestyle, it kind of set me all this behavior because I didn't know I was going to make a dollar. I wasn't necessarily doing it for any money. But now I'm making money, and people that hate me and despise me are the people that. So now I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm getting over on the people that hate the story. But at the same time, I'm part of the story of at the end when I get free mentally, I become so contaminated with the infrastructure, I don't know how to truly connect and disconnect the actual freedom that I truly deserve. Because I've thought I wanted to be free. Now it's another opposition. It's like dealing with a woman that you really want to be with, and now you got a baby with her. And you know you truly didn't want to be with her. Now, you think because, oh, you thought you was above her, now she started getting her own opinion, own feelings, own emotions, and you think, at this point in time, you think it's the cards are still the same. Now her mind changed, you got a baby, and you think that it's going to work out your way. But then it didn't work out your way, and you say, man, I don't like this woman. She ain't doing this, she ain't doing that. Now, what do you do at that point in time when you got all the things that you know is wrong, you compromise yourself for these things, what do you stand on now? Now, you end up getting impossible, getting lost. Now you're in another system. Now, every time you come back, you're in a different line of emotionally being unemployed and trying to figure out how to get back in the line where people are technically looking for you to be the worst of examples because you're behind. You're like trying to catch up with other times and other environment setups. I know I said a lot. I normally don't say much, but I've been saying a lot the last couple of days. This comedian, Organic, okay? And Talk Dude, what do you think about that?
Wow. What a mouthful. I want to know that everybody out there, feel free to weigh in on the conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Let me be the first one to say this here. You want to embody your soul a little bit. You just need to be more, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Things you're doing is you had a lot of time to recharge your thoughts, but you get so complacent with not just listening and not actually building your conversation together once you start talking. It's important to realize as you're trying to put together a platform, as the healthiness of your desires, it reflects your internal desires of organic pimping that motivate the mold that you create. Now, as I was talking to this, I thought the black guys would talk.
Yeah.
But the black guy didn't say anything, the white woman talked. And that's what happens a lot of times in situations where black people you think are going to talk, they're not going to talk. And then when they have no reputation of someone talking on their behalf of them for their own self, then it becomes a cross-contamination of passing something that almost like COVID-19. And so that's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't really think that everybody should have one person speak for every kind of person. Because every person has a different height, has a different weight, different viewpoint. I feel like the least, you know, like everybody knows the most famous pimps that in history that we have. Let me rephrase this because I haven't Googled this. I haven't did my research completely on all pimps of the world. So I can't quote what I'm about to say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to back up out of that, and I'm going to have to come out of that because then I'm being ignorant because I don't know that. And I say something that I'm saying in public in a platform like this and not knowing the facts, that makes no sense. Because what you do is you throw trash out there when you don't know what you're doing, and it's like you're building a problem because you don't know the solution. See, and that's how default. Sometimes you build more problems by not coming to something having all the facts. And it's important at moments where you're very not sure about your desires, but it's a very vulnerable space. But when you start talking to people that know and experience those things, you'll be caught up in a lost lie, and you're not even knowing your real opinion because you have let so many people take over the actual narrative. And you'll be just wondering, like, man, what I was meant to say, oh, my goodness. And now at that point in time, because the point is all, got too much invested, they just pimp you out your own idea now. They're like, oh, thank you. Let me take this, and you never get a chance again. And right there, that's right there what happened. We don't have therapy. There's no therapy pimping going on. You know? There's no really cleansing of somebody to have. There's a lot of people that got a lot of slide words that you can say, oh, man, I like that. At the end of the day, collectively, are we working together to truly free the desires that we truly, worthily have been already prepaid for in life? The words and conversations that I'm talking about, it's already prepaid for. The greatness that's in your harvest of organic pimping has already been blossoming so many times. That's how your life can get ideas because the ancestors talk to us in different ways. Some people are tuned in more than others. And this is organic pimping. You know, this is true organic pimping. Because my brother cannot be truly free, and I'm sitting there sticking with his neck, hey, man. You ain't getting comfortable, man. I'm going to, oh, man. Hey, man, come on. Hey,
both of y'all forget this book. It's called Black Streets Are Open. She was a whole open. Back then, the movie called The Mac, they filmed it in Oakland, get it to California hotel parts of it. You know what I mean? Get that book, then you'll understand the film.
But see, he's brought something to the table that I wouldn't worry about the book. I wouldn't worry about it. Thank you for giving me that information. But what I'm saying, because we look at a community, like a person would be famous on one side of town, then that they run the whole world. Like, man, you don't even know you're outside that little county, little community. And when it comes to pimping is so many things, because so many people have took refugees
but she's real. She's very well known,
right,
because of her travels,
right,
from Oakland to L.A.,
right,
to all these different cities,
right,
on her whole life.
Right. Right. See, the thing is, what I have to be careful, because I've been with a lot of pimps from across the world. I don't want to take the stories and be cross contaminated. Yep. That's true too. But what I'm saying is, if she's on the show and I interview her and we're talking, because the show is about any kind of person that have a conversation to add to the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look her up. I'm gonna look her up. Okay, I'm gonna look her up. But see, that's where it comes tricky, because when I start seeing things that, like, I'm gonna give y'all an example. Okay, I remember I went to an African frat party. I've said this before. I went to an African frat party that is sales African frat party. This guy, you know, pulls the beads. He's saying he's got Nigeria in him, but he looks like something else. But anyway. He's like, we go to the frat party. I said, cool. We go to the party, trying to find out it's not an African frat party. It's just a couple people that are, you know, Cal students, and they decide to, they take some African classes, take some courses and stuff like that. And it's like they're in the kitchen, little small kitchen. They got a little speaker. I mean, I've seen people that never had any of the electronics had a better speaker than that. That was like the most generic little speaker that you change the station, you know, it's like FM. Like it was like the ones you pick up inside of a little flea market and just, you know, and like put a little battery inside of it and you find out it worked. It was like, I was like, what kind of college students is y'all? I know college students is broke and still got a better speaker than this. I mean, all they got the most cheapest speaker and they got everything making like the most, like this concoction liquor and all this. I was like, my goodness. So this one girl, she's at the sink. She's washing dishes. So she's been at the sink a long time. Kitchen walking over here. And I said, man, that white girl got, man, they laughing at me, right? So I go back over there, and the white girl happened to come over. She walked over to me and said, wow, you're huge, right? She looked at me. She said, you're huge. And then I said, oh, wow, you're thick. So she didn't just get offended. She tried to assault me. The first thing, I don't remember if she said nigga or something of the sort. And she put that kick out there. Woo! She kicked at me. And when she kicked at me, you know, we're in the kitchen. So I'm not expecting it, but I lean back. So it don't hit me. It just come in the air. Then she kicked again. The guy said, That doesn't mean, nigga. That's a good thing. After he told her that, she just stormed out of the room, and then later on, a few minutes later, the black girl would tell me this. That was messed up what you said, because you wouldn't have said that to me. And I was like, no, I wouldn't have said that to you, because you ain't got no ass. And she's going to say, she's like, well, if you want, you can just leave. And now she's trying to climb in front of other people. And everybody's looking at me how I'm acting. And they just overshocked that I'm not responding. They're just looking at me because everybody's, you know, they're slightly high and drunk and all this shit. They're looking at me, and no one had to feel uncomfortable, even though I've been assaulted, you know, castrated, and the sister. So she put her hands out to try to give me a peace sign, right? And I'm gonna show you what I did to her when she gave me a peace sign. Put your hand out. Put your hand out, try to give me a hand check. I did like this. And walked off on her. And they was laughing because they thought I was going to shake my hand. I just walked off. And she thought she going to insult me, and I had to be there.
How you doing, man?
And I'm like, I don't have to be. See, you don't understand. I'm not. I've been a public figure since I was a kid. I've been doing a lot. And I don't want you to think that I'm disrespecting what's going on. But you don't understand. I've been a big man a long time. She could have been no older than 20-something years old, most. I've been here. I was grown man. I've been a child. I've been a big guy a long time. You think, because she had a, you think, you go back 10 years, she had no ass 10 years ago. Guess what? I was a grown man 10 years ago. So I was still experiencing being black. Then not only being black, being successful. Like, so I'm going places that they don't think I'm supposed to be at. They're more scared of black guys that got no license in society to be oppressed. So they can't. Oh, you got 14 baby mama. Oh, nigga, you a drug. Nigga, you a drug dealer. Nigga, you a killer. You got none of them license that they can use against you, and then they have to go back into the spare room and judge themselves. They go crazy because they don't. They're like, all they can do is judge myself. If someone, all they can do is judge themselves. They kind of, you know what? Then they have to go back in there and judge themselves. Then at that point in time, that's the problem. That's like, I said, I don't need this stuff right here. Need someone. Can you come to the comedy performance and perform? I said, are you still coming? I performed already. Right here. I performed. You got that for free. I said, this is what's going on because a lot of famous people success. All you do is go around. People are talking about trash and poor people is the only problem. But they want to tell you about social class, emotional bias, infrastructure. Because what happens is, she's talking about, all the people thought you were crazy. I want to say, did you kick any of them? Or did it? Because you know they would have kicked your butt. But you won't care me because you like me. I guess you like me. I know if I'd be quiet and decay like a little boy. You would allow me to give it to your legs, but guess what? My peace of mind and my soul, my integrity, I would have been got a lot of women. Don't just mean just having sex with a lot of women just to be no good and not be stand on anything. But I stand on something. I'm not trying to mistreat you. I didn't say, oh, your butt is big. I said, you said, I'm big. You don't think I'm, you know. don't be too free, brother. Don't be too free, because you know, free people, you know, free people get love. This is in between Berkeley and Oakland, like that. This happened in between Berkeley and Oakland, right off, like, wherever, you know, when the actual, you go in the BART and the BART goes down, come up. What happened in that border right there of North Oakland and Berkeley, where right there, right between Shattuck and Martin Luther King, right before you get to Shattuck. Right, it happened right in the area. And the whole thing was, it happened. Yeah, but see, the whole thing is, I don't want this, because I'm on air, I don't want to give people address away. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, the area, like, this was Oakland, Berkeley area, and it was crazy, because then another lady, she's hitting on me and stuff, and I'm like, no, I'm like, oh, no, I'm cool with this. She's like, cool, and then her friend walking, his family walking in the back room without talking about me. The girl come back out. I got to lay with her, too. But the point was, I wasn't there to support, man. Everybody, listen to me. I've been to thousands of events, okay? And I'm never looking to exploit women. But guess what I'm not looking to do? I'm not looking to be taken advantage of either, right? So when you treat somebody good, you want to be treated good, too. That's only fair. I can't just treat you good, and then you treat me like... Then that's unfair, right? And truly, if we're trying to talk about men not taking advantage of women, we ain't looking at the whole picture, because it's a lot of women, because, and look at this, it's a lot of women that we never even seen and how they're operating, because we're looking at distraction. I thought, hey, look over there, man, look over there. Okay, and he's throwing the actual real prayers and real propaganda people, it's sliding back behind the people that's not even doing much. Yeah. And we have to recognize this. You know why? Because I know every woman is not going to appreciate where I'm coming from, because they're at a different point, a different space. But we got to recognize there's a lot of people being castrated. Most of them don't even talk, because most of them, they have never been freed from their opposition. And when you oppress somebody, people don't understand what it is, the trauma, just the trauma and the emotional overwhelming moments. People don't understand how that trigger when you run across the person that may have been the person that put you in there. Now they can't put you back in there, but you're just still looking at them like, what are they going to do now? How are they going to affect my life now? Yeah, so everybody, listen to me. It's not that oppressed people don't always oppress others. But what I'm saying to you is, I've been a kid before, and it was nothing like, to me, being free, being able to express myself, being able to love, being able to care about others. But then somebody years later tell me that, oh, this got to be a system where I got to be the hostage because I stand and free too many examples and too many expressions and too many lifestyles and too many organic platforms where my opinion is not supposed to have been free. It's supposed to have been castrated. It's supposed to have been isolated. It's supposed to have been destroyed because what I'm doing is I'm carrying another space where freedom is growing at another altitude, and freedom is coming from another harvest, and freedom is coming from another desire. I spend so much time, you can't tell me that my desire of talking about women's body or women's age or women's color and women's race have been any of my platforms that I have did publicly. That's never been my desire to do for the most part. I have came up with ideas that make people think and really perfect the actual space in people's abilities. But what I'm seeing is how somebody is taking the time of something that they know is a different type of harvest, a different type of emotional attachment that they have never actually been invested in and been brought to the table to be uplifted through that platform. And then they want to understand, how did I get the resources? Who owns this? How do you get this? And who gave you the resources? Now people don't act like I got to have a permit. I got to have some kind of attachment to truly be free. And this is another level of organic pimping that's embodied my soul.
Dang, you have a power, man. You have a power. I want to invite other people to get involved with this. Please, we're at 1-515-605-9709. Now, another thing, let me just interject something here. I think one of the first steps to organic pimping is truly recognizing that soul, that feeling inside you, and attacking it, you know, because what organic pimping means is you have to basically find the most natural way of pushing yourself. Are you pushing yourself? Don't hurt yourself, but you got to push yourself. Push yourself to do what's right. Another thing, through the ingredients. You got to sort of feed and nurture the vine with the right soil, the right nutrients, the right fertilizer, the right organic necessity. And you're asking, what does that mean? You see, I don't want to get too articulate about this, because if I do, it gets too complicated and you lose the audience. Let me just simplify everything. Let me just put it nice and simple. Find little ways, the right things you need in your system and whatever, and feed yourself with that. Feed yourself that with every way, every day, every whatever. I don't know. Okay, each individual person, I wish someone would call in and I can tell you how you could basically put in those little bits of ingredients. Those little seeds, a little whatever, that little stuff that you need. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You know, I was wondering how much time we had left in the show. Organic, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I guess we got a call in. And, you know, I wish we could put some of this online. We could basically Twitter and text and encourage more people to get involved, help on the show and whatever and all that. We need that. But anyway, this has been an episode of Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Thank you all for listening. Remember, we're out there. We're on the web. We're all over. We exist. We're here to help you. All right. I want to thank you all for calling in. Organic, do you have anything else to add?
Yes. When you reflect on yourself and reflect in the world, harvest of greater greatness, you're going to see the harvest in your ability feeds more than your life. It feeds the actual wealth of others in an eternal being of recycling greater moments. Once you understand that, you truly will be more than your life will allow you to think you are. You'll be a part of changing and being part of loving more. Take care, everybody. This is Community Organic, okay?
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. Look forward to hearing from you again very soon. Thank you and good night.